who receives more, or mm-hmm. unless you have a very balanced relationship, which is incredibly difficult
and
to get to.
Very rare.
One of them is always benefiting more than the other. So the person that's not getting the most out of it is going to be the one that's more likely to cheat, unless they're just a cheater by nature or whatever. But one of the things we haven't touched on, and I want to make sure we get to before the end of the hour, is that whether you acknowledge it or not, you, both of you, whether the two of you that are cheating on each other are ending up deeply hurting another human being. Mm. And sort of at the risk of sounding preachy, that just isn't right. So I really am a huge advocate for people who do not sleep with other people's partners. And this is so critical. You know, I think that we tend to be kind of unethical in the way that we allow ourselves to be in society. And there's a responsibility that lies on the other woman or the other man that you're potentially hurting by helping that person cheat. So intentionally or not, if the other woman or the other man knows that the partner is married, they should know that you shouldn't be doing this activity. You shouldn't, you know, there's the big picture, right? I mean, the divorce rate would be lower. People would have more respect for the vows of marriage. There'd be, you know, shouldering it as part of the community, the larger community that you're trying to support to be the best it can be. Sure, you know, your loins are aching for this person, but think about the bigger picture. Think about what you're doing to that family or to that relationship. So I think there's just a bigger responsibility that we need to focus on and think about. And sort of if we can go there as opposed to in our lower nature, our lower response, which is like, oh my God, I'm totally horny for this guy and I want to fuck him or her or whatever. Think about that, the fact that you're sleeping with somebody who's in a relationship.
I think it depends whether you're actually going to, it depends on your reasons why.
What do you mean?
Well, what if you fall in love with somebody? You can fall in love with somebody.
Well, then you go to you know, you deal with the relationship on an ethical level. You be an ethical slut. I don't know. I think,
honestly, Julia,
polyamory
would you
is
actually,
important if you're going to do polyamory.
I don't know. It's that whole thing. Would you buy the would you buy the cow without trying the milk first?
I would. Okay,
let's be
Caroline.
Honest about this. Okay, like I would not get married without having sex with somebody first. Yeah, and you know me, I'm pretty
picky about sex. I think that's fine, but you shouldn't be having sex with somebody who's already in a relationship and getting, and is already married to someone else or is in a long-term committed live-in relationship or whatever, or even just like a long-term relationship. You should be honoring your sisters, honoring
your
brothers,
but
honoring
then what happens
with
prostitution. And I know that's a huge, bigger picture.
That's a bigger discussion
but
we're not going to get into right now. I think that's sort of in the fling and one-night stand category. Okay. Even if it's an ongoing relationship with the prostitute, perhaps. I don't know.
Because that's the oldest trade in the universe, and we've talked about this.
It happens.
And I'm sorry that you've had to deal with that.
You know what? He's still doing it to his current partner. So, you know, it's just like he's one of those people that's just a cheater by nature. And it doesn't matter how much in love or how. I mean, he told me that he's never loved anyone as much as he loved me. Still, after 15 years or whatever, it's been 20 years since we were together. I don't even know. God, I'm so old. It's been 17 years since we were together. He's still doing it. So, you know, I think people are just sometimes that's what happens to them. Mm-hmm. They just become that way. It doesn't matter how happy they are. But that's a bigger conversation for another day.
I think that might be an interesting show for the future.
We might want to get different people in that have had different experiences with it. But you know what? If there's a polyamory going on, that's a different story, but then you don't believe the person necessarily. I mean, there's a story here that says, I met a guy who was with someone for 12 years solid, and despite my insistence that I just wanted to be friends, he wanted more. His partner didn't want a polyamorous relationship, but was willing to let him see me twice a week with no kissing. He was not open and honest with her, despite reassuring her that he should be. When the shit hit the fan, we kissed. He lied to her. I told both of them I wanted out of the whole affair because I never wanted him as anything more than a friend in the first place. He kept clinging to the fantasy that he could have both of us and we'd both be fine with it, which is a common thing. So she ended up kicking him out, and I ended up taking him into my place on a temporary basis because I felt sorry for him.
I know what that's like.
I felt more sorry for his ex, and my guilt and shame really took its toll on my emotions and my relationship with the guy. It didn't help that he's one of those underemployed, codependent, and lazy boys who couldn't get his shit together enough to find his own place to live.
That sounds familiar.
I let him stay because I wanted him to be kind and generous and understanding, and let this poor boy heal with me asking him to find his own place to live for the first few months, then me succumbing to the pressure torture and manipulation of his ways and letting him stay. Oh my God, this sounds way too familiar to me too. I kicked him out in the end. He lives on his parents' sailboat unless he's managed to weasel his way into another girl's home, and I don't wish to speak with him or see him. And I'm the kind of person who likes to remain friends with my exes if they're willing. And this person who responded said, you're lucky that guy's financially independent, so he won't come crawling to you when or if she kicks him out, which she did. But for the well-being of all three of you, if polyamory hasn't been discussed, and this is the point, among the three of you, and you don't know how she feels or he feels about the partner sleeping with you, it's not a healthy situation.
No.
Good sex can be found elsewhere. Keep looking. Respect yourself, the wife, the partner, and yes, even the guy. So really, that's kind of the message I want to leave. It's just like, I don't know, just to respect relationships, even if you think that they're crappy and that they need help and blah, blah, blah. If somebody's in a relationship already, stay the hell away from them. Like,
as long as they're honest with you. And I guess that's the other thing too.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times people don't tell you.
Of course. No, I mean, I've got some stories too. Like, I found out guys were married after we'd had sex and after he'd fully lied to me and I had no clue.
Yeah.
You know, twice that happened to me. Once I called the wife. Once I called her, I looked them up and I called her and told her what had happened.
I had the wife email me.
And two times this happened to me. One time the wife was like, you're a stupid bitch, shut up, you don't know what you're doing, you're trying to destroy this family, you're a crazy woman, F off. And the other time the woman was like, oh my God, can we meet? And I was so scared, but I met her, and I just told her everything I knew. And I said, you know what, I think you should go to your lawyer. I think you should go to your lawyer first before you talk to your husband. She's like, really? I was like, yeah, it's a good idea. So she did. I haven't talked to her since. I don't know anything would happen with them. But basically, yeah, two times I got sort of tricked into having sex with somebody who was married. And I felt awful about it. So I went to the woman. I was like, this is going on. Your man's an asshole. He's a dog. Like, oh, my God, you know? Anyway, I'm going on a rant here, obviously, aren't I? Gets me riled up, this one. Okay, so that's the end of the hour, I guess, hey? On that fine, happy
interesting note.
On that happy note of Julia, the housebreaker.
Darling, it's baby.
Anyway.
We love you. And you're not a housebreaker.
I try not to be.
Well, anyway, I think we're going to have some fun next week. So.
What are we doing next week? Do we know? We don't have a guest yet. We don't know what we're doing.
We don't know yet. I'm trying to hook Ms. Jillian, who's doing her piece on her thesis, actually, on jealousy and polyamory.
Oh, perfect. Well, it's just a good fit.
So if I can get her on for next week, it'll be great.
That would be great.
Or it'll be Ms. Jennifer and discussing, just men who like abundancy.
Okay, and then we're going to have Dr. Hugh, our new in-house juice box boy doctor. Fabulous. He's quite excited about having repeated sessions here on Juice Box, which I'm really stoked about. Because, you know, a doctor's viewpoint is a good idea. And we're going to be talking about something Caroline touched on very briefly at the beginning of the hour, was around STIs, and he's going to be talking all about that. And he's going to make it fun, because he's a really cool guy, and he's a great, great chatter, and he has lots of really cool things to say.
We're going to be back next week, so email us if you have any questions at julia@juiceboxradio.com. And stay tuned for Hans Class's Misery Hour with Marianne. And that's coming up next on CITR 101.9. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with, so let him guide you into the night with his wonderful music and super hot voice. He said it was an ambient, so I stopped myself. We'll be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Whatever.
Come back.
Come. Yes, baby.
You just experienced Juice Box Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juice Box every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening.